Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimoyer, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef, and for continued full shleim of Dov Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuftes Vav, the last week of Yevamos. We are on the very bottom of Kuf Yodal Amid Beis at the words Yibayluhu, the last line. It says the Gemara, Yibayluhu. Hechzika hi mulchamim ba'olamah. We've been talking about the laws of an aguna. When is she believed to say meis bala? When is she believed to say that her husband died and she can remarry? So we said if it's a time of war, she's not believed because we're afraid she's going to say bididami. We're afraid she's going to think that he really died because everybody's dying in the wartime, but really he didn't die. So b'shas mulchama, she's not believed. So the Gemara wants to know, well, what about if she's the only reason we know there's a milchama? We don't know there's a milchama. She said she went over there to Aruba, and there's a war in Aruba. So, but we didn't know there was a war, so maybe she has a migo. If only reason we know about the war is because of her. What's Allah? Mi aminan mali l'shaker, mala l'shaker. Do we say she had no reason to lie? Dibaya Amra, Shalom Bolam. Had she not mentioned the war, she would have been believed to say Meis Bala. Odilma came into Ichzaka, Amra the dummy. No, but once we say there's a war, she's still going to Dove Emerson, enter the waiting room. Good. Or do we say came into Ichzaka, Amra the dummy? Lo Asi Mala Shakam or Cheskase. So a situation of Mali Lashaker is not going to remove the chazaka that once there's a war, she's going to lie.
What says did she mention the war? Like people don't know that there's.
A war. There was no WhatsApp. There's no cell phones. Nobody knew. You know, it was a far away. She went away to a faraway place and she came back and she said there was a war there, but we didn't hear about the war. It was the Zulus against the, I don't know who. It was the, some war was going on over there. Says the Gemara. Let's come in here. Proof Tashma. Ishinu aleinu bias. We were in a house together, me and my husband, and a fire happened in the house. Ishinu aleinu ma'ara. We were in a cave, and there was a fire in the cave. V'hu meis v'ani nitzalti. My husband died, and I was saved from fire. Eina nemenes. She's not believed, because maybe, like a war, fire is like a war. She's going to assume, oh, it was a fire. He must have been dead.
Him was saying she's not believed because she may be mistaken. That's different from saying Shekel, which was what the...
Yes. That's the Gemara's answer. Excellent. Right. Says the Gemara, well, the Gemara is going to answer this in a minute. So first the Gemara answers a different answer. Says the Gemara, no, that you can't compare the two cases. Shani has namino, we say to her, ki heiket lididachas rachashnisa, just like you had a miracle happen, you escaped the fire somehow. Lididainamis rachashnisa, maybe a miracle happened to your husband, and he escaped the fire at all. The common denominator in both cases is she never actually saw him dead. She assumed he was there in the fire. She got out, but he didn't get out. So that doesn't work. Good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Chaim, Yisrael, Moshe, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, Reb Mordechai, Reb Dov Binyamin ben Shneir Zalman Dana Cohen figured out how to work the Zoom. Nobody else figured it out, but okay. Tashma, come in here, proof.
Rabin, why do we assume that one would have a mace, one of them would have a mace happen to them and the other one wouldn't? Don't we say Monechai Mizone is totally, at least according to that sheet, is called a mazle? Meaning each person has their own mazle, so it's not necessarily unique that one of them would have survived and the other one not.
Okay, so you're saying like the Teretz. The Teretz is, that's true. We each have our own unique mazle, so maybe just like you survived, so too he survived. Maskim is exactly what we're saying. Tashma, come in here, proof. Naflu aleinu ovdei kochavim. A band of non-Jews attacked us. Naflu aleinu listim, robbers. V'hu meis v'nitzalti. Ne'emenes. In this case, she is believed. So this should be a raya that she believed to say that it was a war also. Answer the Gemara. Hasam kidravidi. Dem ravidi isha klei zayna aleh. A woman has more of a chance of getting free than the man. Why? Machlokas Yishonim, what this means. She has her weapons on her. What in the world does that mean? That, generally speaking, when bandits attack people, so the men they want to kill for their money, but the women they want to rape. So they don't want to kill the women. They want to rape them. So therefore, we assume when the guy, that's why she got free and he didn't. So that's why we believe her. They're not worried. They're not looking to kill the women. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara tells a story, which is similar to what we're talking about. Hahu gavra debishilhi hilule isle nur beginne. Certain guy at the end of his wedding, there was a fire in the wedding hall. Amalu devisu. His wife said to everybody standing around them, chazu gavroi, look, my husband is burning up. Asu, they came and they saw chazu gavra charucha deshadiu pista the other deshadiu. They saw a charred body and an arm. It's like a horror movie here. They saw a charred body, a full body charred, and then they saw an arm. Savar of chibar of and lemeimar, hainu ishino olenu bais ishino olenu ma'ara. This is like the same case as where she says the house burnt down, so she's not believed. Maybe she got saved, but she's not believed that this guy, this dead carcass, is her husband. Amar Rava, mi dami. How can you compare the cases? Hasam lo kamar chazugavrei. There, in the other case, she didn't say this is my husband. Here, she's saying this is my husband. She's looking at the guy. Va'od, another difference. Gavra charucha d'shti. You have a dead carcass here. So that's why upasa the other shadya. So even though over there by that fire she wasn't believed, here you have two reasons that she should be believed. Namely, she's saying it's my husband, and there's a dead carcass. Upasya the other shadya, and you have this arm. So the Gemara says, why in the world did Rav Chiya Bar Avin say she was not believed over here? Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya Bar Avin, gavra charucha d'shadya. Maybe the dead carcass was the fireman. Ema. Maybe somebody else was coming to save her. And Nebuchadnezzar got eaten by the fire. And what's the arm? Upaste the other to Shadya Nura Italia. And maybe the dead arm, that's really, maybe the arm, that's her husband's arm. Her husband got his arm burnt off. And he was so embarrassed to be without an arm that he said, bye bye, I'm out of here. It's the old Sesame Street about where when a picture happened, like what happened here, right? What actually happened here? You have a dead body and an arm. What happened? Whatever. I have some good stuff about that, but not the time now. We're already way too late here today. Okay, says the Gemara.
Didn't she see his whole body burning up? I mean,
so again, apparently she didn't know that this was the body that she saw. She's claiming this was her husband. You have to say again, it was a fire. Stuff was going on all over the place. She didn't know who was going where. But she said, I know my husband was over here, and then there's a body there. But she didn't necessarily know this body was her husband. That she didn't know. Ibayluhu. Okay. What about an Eid Echad? We said that the woman who says that my husband died in battle is not believed. Because maybe she's just estimating, but he didn't really die. What about an Eid Echad who says that there was a war? Ibayluhu, Eid Echad bin Mulchama Mahu, and Eid Echad testifies that the husband died in a war, is he believed or not? Tamid Eid Echad mehem ben mishum, de mustavid leguyu, velo meshakar, hachanami lo meshakar. Do we say, since this thing is going to become publicized, so an Eid Echad is not going to believe, not going to lie, so we believe the Eid Echad. Odemma, Tamid Eid Echad mishum de ha gufa daikum, he gufa daikum mitzvah. The reason why we are lenient and allow an Eid Echad is because the girl herself, the woman herself, is going to check it and make sure it works well. V'hacha, came into Zimn de Sanyele, they put that in brackets. V'hacha, lo daiko mincibo. Here, no, maybe she's not going to be, here, in this case, she's not the one who's giving the testimony. So therefore, you can't be matir based on the Eid Echad. She's not even in the picture yet. So therefore, we don't say the svara of Eid Echad believed in this case. Amaran Rachama Toshma. Amar Rabbi Kiva Kashiyaradti Lenardo La Aber Ashana. When I left Eretz Yisrael to Nardoi to make it a leap year, Matzas Nichemi Ishbeis Dali. Va'amarli Shamati Shem Asin Asisha Beresal Pi Eid Echad. I heard in Eretz Yisrael they don't rely on the testimony of 1:8. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is matir. V'namti lo, and I said to him, Kein advarim. You're correct. Amar li, emar lahem mishmi, so Nechemya said to Rabbi Akiva, go back and tell your brothers in Eretz Yisrael in my name, atem yodim hamedina azu mishubeshes begaisis, You know that we have loads of wars over here in Galus. That we do allow a woman to testify based on one aid. Sounds like my Medina Mishubesha's Begaisis. Lav Avagav de Medina Zu. Why do you say that even though there's so many wars here? Why was he saying that? Sounds like, even though there are wars here, you see one aid is believed even at the time of war. Amarava, Ihachi, Maishna Medina Zu. Why did he say anything about this Medina? He should have said any place there's a war. No, he meant a completely different thing. There's so many wars over here in Chutzlitz. That's why I can't come to Israel myself and tell you this. So that's why I'm saying, say it in my name. But the war had nothing to do with the case. I can't make the trip myself to tell you myself this testimony. Rabbi Gamliel Shemasin Nishal Piyed Echad. Toshma, coming here, another proof. Two Torah scholars were walking with Rabbi Yossi ben Simai. They were traveling with Rabbi Yossi ben Simai in a boat. Vitava. And the boat drowned. Vihisi Rabbi Nishosem Api Nashim. Rebbe relied on women that watched the boat drown, and he testified. These women testified that the boat drowned. So these two Talmid Chacham. So Rebbe was matir the wives of these two Talmid Chachamim to marry other men based on the testimony of women, which is normally not accepted. Ask the Gemara, v'hamayim kimul chamadamo. Should be the same thing. How do you know? Maybe the guy swam to shore. You didn't see him. Yeah, the boat capsized. But how do you know that they? So it's like Muhammad. V'noshim afilu me'a k'eid echad damu. And women's testimony is like the testimony of an eid echad. Uktani. Hisi. So you see, an eid echad is believed in a case of war. Because the water is like a case of war. Says the Gemara. V'tizbara. Mayim she'en lehem sofninu. This was water that you couldn't see the end of it. So, in other words, maybe they got out on dry land where you couldn't see them. Mayim she'en lehem sof ishto asura. Right. In a case of where Mayim Shein L'Masof, forget about a case of Eid Echad, even if two Eidim would come and testify that a boat capsized in Mayim Shein L'Masof, even two Eidim wouldn't be believed because maybe they got out on the other side. Ella, hey Chidami, so how could Rebbe be matter this? Damri Askinu, come on. No. They testified that v'chazkinu v'chazisnu la'alter. We saw the people, the boat capsized, and then they pulled the dead bodies out of the water. V'karmi simanim. Not only that, they gave simanim to say this was my husband. They gave simanim to say exactly who the. They gave simanim to say exactly who the dead body was. D'lo alayu samchinu. We're not relying on their testimony. Ela asimanim. Relying on the simanim, they mamish gave simanim that this was the man, this was the person who died.
I don't understand how these arise from the original challenge in the Gemara, which said that it was in the woman's marriage, presumably when newly married, she'd have no motivation to want to be rid of her husband if she didn't want to.
Right.
She wouldn't get married in the first place. So all these subsequent proofs are in much more tenuous circumstances.
The Gemara is going to come back to that, to a distinction similar to your distinction. Let's see in a minute. Again, the point over there, though, in the wedding house was, at the end of the day, she didn't exactly see him die. That's the issue. She didn't see him 100% die. It was a fire. There was craziness going on. Once a fire is there, everyone loses perspective. Everyone's running around. She thought her husband was there. Now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about simanim. There was a certain guy who was mafkid sesame seeds by his friend, a jar full of sesame seeds. Amalei, habli shimshnis. He goes to his friend and says, give me back my sesame seeds. Amalei, shakaltinu. You already took back your sesame seeds. What do you mean? But there was exactly a jar filled, and it was in this kind of a jar, and that jar is sitting right there in your kitchen. That's my jar. Amalei, didach shakaltinu, v'hani achrininu. No. I know about your jar. I gave you back your jar already, but this is a jar. I bought another jar. I liked your jar so much that I bought another jar that looked exactly like your jar, had exactly the same amount of sesame seeds, and this is not your jar. Maybe this is exactly the same case as the two people who drowned, and we were matter them based on simanim. So just like we assumed it was that jar, so let's assume that this is the guy's jar based on simanim. We don't say, oh, no, there's two other people who drowned, and there was really, the two people were, you know, they really got up outside, they got out outside the boat, they came up on the other side. We don't say that. We assume that it's the same people. Says Gemara, no, it's not the same case. I'm only Rava, me dummy. You can't compare the two cases. Hasam Kamri Simanim. There, the women who testified that the two men died, they gave Simanim as to actually exactly who these guys were. Hacha, Shimshimi, my Simanim Islo. What kind of simon is this? The jar. You said it was the right amount. That's not a good simon. Vitakama Kane Vikane Havian. Amar Khushmana Isrami. Maybe, yeah, they always sell sesame in this amount. The fact that he gave the right amount of sesame seeds doesn't mean that these are his sesame seeds. This is a general shayla. Like when you give an amount of something, is that a legit simon? I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz. I went to a wedding in Lakewood last night. Don't even ask. Whatever. 2.5 hours to get there. Anyway, but so I had a lot of time to listen to everybody, what everybody else had to say about the Daf Yomi. Anyway. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that he had a shayla. Somebody asked him that somebody lost $1,000 in an envelope. Somebody found $1,000 in an envelope. So he said, be machmir. So they spread it around to a bunch of the rabbis in the neighborhood. So people said, you know, a guy found a large sum of money. They didn't say it was in the envelope. That was going to be the simon. Right? That was going to be the simon. So he asked him, did you get any calls? He said, I got a lot of calls. He got a lot of calls about people who all of a sudden suddenly lost money. People said, oh, I lost this amount. So one guy said, I lost three large amounts of money. You know, 5,000, 7,000, and 8,000. He was trying to hit it. You know, the guy was trying to get it right. Question is, what's the simon? What's the simon? But nobody was able to say it was in an envelope. Anyway. Amalei makshish bar barav chisle ravashi, umi chashin and shema pinan. Are we really choshesh that maybe you removed that one and there was a different one there? Vatanan, we learned in a mission in Maitse Sheni. Matzah kli because of a love kuf. If you find a kli and it says the kuf for carbon on it, carbon. Mem, if you find the kli with a mem on it, meiser. Assume the food is meiser. Dalid, dimue with an ayin. It's truma and chulin mixed together. Tes, tevel. Tuf, truma. Shebishas sakana, at the time that there was danger, you weren't allowed to be mafresh these things. Hayukosim tuf, tachas truma. They would just write a tuf so that the authorities wouldn't know that it was truma. So you see that you don't assume it's something different. You assume if there's a tough on it, it's truma. Answer the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi, Lo Chashin and Shema Pinan. No. You really want to tell me that we're not Choshesh? Ema Sefer, look at the Sefer over there, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Afilu Matzah Chavis, because of a love, truma. Hare Elu Chulin. Shani Omer, that it was switched. Ishtakarav, it was last year's. Molly Chua Ufina, and you removed it. So you see from there that he says no. That if the Chuma, so Rabbi Yossi holds, then we assume that you removed it. Because usual people would remove it. It's not Mustafa, the Tanakhama would disagree and say that we're not Choshish at all. So maybe it's a special halacha. Says the Gemara, you're right. They must be arguing about something else. What are they arguing about? El de Kulayama, Chashin Hashemfin. Everyone agrees that maybe we're Choshish, that maybe you exchange the truma of something else. So why does Tanakhama say that you assume it's truma? Mar savar imisa de pino. One opinion says no. If you would have, we have a special proof that you didn't exchange them, because if you would have exchanged them, michbar have kafar. So you would have removed the designation of truma from it. Also, you would have erased the whole thing so that nobody should get confused. So that's why it's a raya that you didn't switch it. Ve'idach. The other Tana says, "Emer ishtalu yishtali." No, maybe you forgot to erase it. Inami lepinchi yashavke. You left the designation on so people should think it's truma and not take it. But in reality, it's really not truma. So that's what they're arguing about over there. Not about whether or not the simanim themselves would work, because we do assume people remove We do assume people remove the Shuma from there. And the question over there is whether or not there was a special designation that he would have left it on. There's another reason why he would have left it on there, either because he wanted to protect it, that people shouldn't take it, or maybe he just forgot to remove it. But really, people would remove it. So there's no raya from there. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to speak about what about a situation where a person had a different name. Is that, or do we assume that the name of the person could be a legit Simon? Or what about maybe somebody else has the exact same name? Maybe there are two Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalman Duns in the same city. Do we have to be worried about that? Says the Gemara. Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achte Derab Bibi. So this rabbi named Yitzchak, he was the Reish Galusa. He was the exilarch, the head of the Galus, the chief rabbi of Galus. He was the nephew of Rav Bibi. Havik Azil me Kurtava la Aspamia. He was traveling from Kurtav to Aspamia. Vishachiv Nebuchi died when he got to Aspamia. Shalcha mehasim, they sent a message from Aspamia to Kurtava. Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achte de Rav Bibi. Havik Azil me Kurtava la Aspamia Vishachiv. This guy who was traveling, and they gave his name, and he was his nephew, Rav Bibi's nephew, he died. Michashin Latre Yitzchak. So the question is, the people back in Aspamia, the people back in Kurtava, could they assume that it was the same Yitzchak Bar Yeresh Galusa, Bar Achte the Rav Bibi, that it was the same guy, that he was the one who died? Maybe there's another guy by the same name. Olo. Maybe. So, Michashin, are we worried there's another guy and therefore this his wife can't remarry? Maybe there's another guy? Oh, no. Since we only assume there's only one Yitzchak Bar Reish Galusa Bar Achte de Rav Bibi, the nephew of Rav Bibi, maybe there's only one guy. Abai Omar Chashinon. He says, no, his wife can't, maybe there was another guy from the town who traveled, his wife can't remarry. Rav Armano, lo Chashinon. As long as we don't necessarily know that there's another guy with that name in the town, so then we don't assume maybe there was another guy with the name in the town. No. We allow her to remarry. Amar Abai Mina Amin Allah. Abai says, how can I prove this to you? Dahu Gita. A story happened with a certain get. Dishtakach Benarda. Certain get that they found in Narda. Uksiv Bitsad Kalonya Masa. This get was written next to the city called Kalonia. Ana Andarulinoi Narda Patris Betarchis Yasplonis Intasi. I, Andarlunio, who lives in Narda, I divorced my wife, Plonis. Now, we knew there was one guy, Andarlunoi, who lived in this city. So, and his wife wants to claim that she was the woman. So she wants to say that this is my get. They found this get. So she says it's my get and she wants to get remarried. And Shmuel's father sent this Shiloh to Rabbi Yehuda ben Nisia. Do we give her the get? Shalach lei tibadik narda kula. You have to check the whole city of Narda and to see, is there another guy named Andeloi? Maybe it was he who wrote the get. So we're Choshish. Maybe there's another person with the name. So this is Abayis Raya. Virava, Amar Rava will say, Im Isa, if you're right that we're Choshish for this, Yibade Kala Olam Yibayalei. Why are you only checking the town? Check the whole world. Ela, Mishim Kvodo Davu Deshmul Deshalachachi. He only said this out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, but really, we don't hold that way. So that was an attempted raya to rob. What about Rava? Says the Gemara. Now we have a raya the other way. Amar Rava, Mina Amin Allah. I want to prove to you that we're not Choshish. Tahanu Trei Shtari Denafki B'Mechuzah. Two documents that came out in the city of Mechuzah. Ksivu Chavi Bar Ganoi lent money, Viganoi Bar Chavi, and the other document said he lent money. Va'agve behu Rabba Baravua Zuze. And Rabbah said we can collect money with these two documents. Ay, v'ha'chavi bar ganoi v'ganoi bar chavi b'mechuzah shchichei tuva. This is like Jones and Goldberg in Nardai. There were loads of chavi bar ganois and there were loads of ganavi bar chavi. Apparently this was a popular name in the town. So we're not worried. Says the Gemara, come on, what kind of raya is that? Va'baye, what kind of raya is that? L'may nechashla, what are you worried about over there? Ilan afila, Mizr Zarbe. People are very careful about their shtari chov. V'ila pikadon, maybe somebody else put this document by him. Kevin deshmei kishmei, lo mafkin gabe. A person's not going to, if this is a popular name, people are not going to be mafkin. My arm is doing a masale. What are you going to say? Maybe you already gave it to him. Osius Nicholas Mimisira. Yeah, you're allowed to give him the star. Maybe the Bala star gave over the star to be Machnit and they really didn't make a Kenyan yet. So maybe he backed out. We're not worried about that. Osius Nicholas Mimisira. If he's holding the document, that means he owns the document. You don't have to make another Kenyan. It's fine. He gave him the document. He can't back out anymore. So therefore, we rely on the document in this case because we have a reason. If I'm holding a document, I assume that the document that I hold, it's written in my name, that I can collect with it. Okay, I really apologize about the Zoom problem. I got to figure out the Zoom problem today. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning. We'll see you tomorrow. 1 week left.
I don't get it. Bibi had two.